mascot. The reason why there was no Tachlin tonight, because tonight and tomorrow is Yud Kislev. That's the date the Mittel Rebbe was freed from prison. And the interesting story about that is, I don't want to take away from halacha because it's more important to learn halacha at the present. But the Mittel Rebbe was taken into prison also for, he was snitched upon by the, whatever, by the Jews, by the government, for spreading Hasidus. And he was arrested and he got out on Yud Kislev. And the next Yud Kislev, before the next Yud Kislev, the Mittel Rebbe said he wants his chassidim to celebrate Yud Kislev. The problem is that next year, on the 9th of Kislev, the Mittel Rebbe passed away. The day before the celebration of his first release from prison. So the chassidim had a dilemma because, and it's interesting, also, the Mittel Rebbe was born Tes Kislev, passed away Tes Kislev. He passed away at the age of 54. Mittel Rebbe passed away very young, at the age of 54. But he told the Chassidim that they have to celebrate the day of Yud Kislev. The problem was, he just passed away. And then, so the Chassidim, it says, this is the way the storybooks go, the Chassidim were dancing around in a circle crying, because the Rebbe just passed away. That the Rebbe commanded to be happy. So they had to dance because he told them to dance, but they were crying when they danced. Anyway, because he was released from prison, on Yud Kislev, we don't see Tachnum. What's interesting, though, as I mentioned already not long ago, in Ayem Yem, the Rebbe writes all the Chassidish days that you don't see Tachnum, and Yud Kislev, he doesn't say you don't see Tachnum. But the minig is we don't see Tachnum. What? In honor of your father's yard. Okay, Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay. Alisha ben?
Yosef.
Okay. Back to Hilchos Shabbos, the Shmonesri. Now, what happens if somebody is davening? Okay, we already jumped a little bit, we got to Vayichulu with Magen Avos and all that. What happens if somebody is in the middle of davening, Friday night, Shabbos day, for that matter, Shabbos afternoon, and he has so much kavana that after he finished Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh, he starts saying Atochen Lodem Das. He forgets it's Shabbos. He davenes a weekday davening. So the din is like this, very interesting din. He finishes the bracha he started. That's, he's in the middle of Atochen Lodem Das, and it's Shabbos. He finished his bracha and says Baruch Atah Hashem Chen Nados. If he said three brachas further into the weekday Shemin Esrei, any bracha that he said, he has to finish. Why is that? So the Alter Rebbe says, everybody says, the reason for that is because really, Shabbos, we should daven the weekday Shemin Esrei, like we do on Rosh Chodesh, right? We daven a weekday Shemin Esrei, and then we say Yalav Yovi. So really, on a weekday, on a Shabbos, ideally, we should daven the regular Shabbos davening Shemon Esrei and put in Ritzei or Yalav Yovi B'yom HaShabbos or something. We should really daven the weekday Shemon Esrei on Shabbos, adding something for Shabbos. But the Chachamim didn't want to be matriach the tzibur for Shabbos to daven that long, so Chachamim instituted, the seven brachas of the Amidah. Therefore, it says, well, if you did start the bracha that was incorrect, you really, really, you are supposed to say it. So therefore, you finish that bracha, and then you just that bracha, and then you go back. Now, what happens if somebody, Friday night we say Atah Kiddushta, Shabbos morning we say Yismach Meisha, Shabbos afternoon we say Atah Echad. What happens Friday night, instead of saying Atah Kiddushta, somebody says by mistake Yismach Meisha. They say the Shabbos morning, Shemon Esrei, which is supposed, instead of at night. So the din is, if you didn't finish the bracha at Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, you didn't finish that bracha, you go back to the correct bracha that you should have said. In other words, if somebody said, instead of Atah Kiddushta Friday night, they said, Yismach Meisha Matnas Chelki, and they're middle, they're, as long as they didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, they go back and they say what they should have said. If they already said Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, you just continue davening and you don't go back. Why? Because the main bracha of the Shmonesri, of the Amida, is not Yismach Meisher Ata Kiddash or Ata Echad. The main part of the bracha is Alakeinu V'Alakei Aviseinu, it's a Novin Mechaseinu. That we say equal in all, except Bay, Ba, I mean Ba, Bay, and Bam. But like this, it's the same Shmonesri. So once you said the bracha, Mekadosh Shabbos, you're good to go and you just continue davening. Okay, next. But by the way, that doesn't work by Musaf, because by Musaf, if you realized that you said Ata Kaddish, I mean Ata Chayin and Ladam Das, the middle of Musaf, then you have to stop cold turkey. Because over there, does Musaf is for sure not a regular weekday Yom Davening. So Musaf, if by mistake somebody said a weekday Shemin Esrei, they stop in the middle of the bracha, they don't even finish the bracha. But
if you finish the
not Atochen Antonu, Ato Echad, or Ato Kiddashpe.
You say the one for Motzei Shabbat.
No, I'm not talking about Motzei Shabbat. I'm talking now about Friday night, the Shabbos day. Oh. You, by mistake, Friday night, you said the Shabbos morning, Amida, or whatever. Okay. Next. Mincham. Oh, let me just say one thing, because, you know, people, if you're doing it, do it right. In Keser and Shabbos, okay? This applies especially if you're a chazan. Okay, in Keser and Shabbos, 236, in these Sidurim. Okay, you say Keser, you say Kaddish, you say Baruch, and all that. Now, by Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it says so in the Siddur, but ideally, the Chazan, when everybody says Shema Yisrael, the Chazan says Shema Yisrael together with them. Not the whole sentence, the word Shema Yisrael. And the Chazan says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When he repeats, when everybody finishes. But the Chazan first says Shema Yisrael with the congregation, and then he says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No, the reason for that is because everybody should sing Shema Yisrael. You don't want to be separated from the Shema Yisrael with everybody else. So you start saying with everybody else, Shema Yisrael. Like the din is, if you're davening Shachas, the minyan says Shema Yisrael. So depending where you are davening, you say Shema Yisrael with everybody else. So therefore, by Kedusha, that's from the Rebbe, by the way, this is the Rebbe's Chiddush. Yeah, when you say Shema Yisrael, you say Shema Yisrael with everybody, and then you say, you wait, and you sing Hu Alekein, whatever, and then you say Hashem Alekein, Hashem Echad. And then Hu Alekein. Now, one second. Another interesting thing, and I don't know why people don't realize this, but at the end when you say, Liyeh Selechem Lelekim, and everybody says, Ani Hashem Alekeichem, yeah, the Chazan says that quietly. You don't, the Chazan doesn't say aloud, Ani Hashem Alekeichem. The Chazan listens and he says Ani Hashem Elokeichem quietly with everybody. Then he says V'divrei Koshcho Kosuv Leimer.
Same in Shema. Right?
Same in Shema. Why it says? In fact, it says in Shulchan Aruch. People don't do it today because today people are too sensitive. It says in Shulchan Aruch if the Chazan instead of saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes, what he's supposed to say, says Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes loud. It says in Shulchan Aruch Geirim, but you scream at him. Because the guy doesn't say loud, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You know what I mean? So that's the same thing by Krishma.
I like to scream.
And this, I know you like to scream. And you like to dance also. And the same thing over here, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You also say it quietly. The Chazan doesn't say it loud. The Chazan says, you finish Enkel Elokeinu, and then everybody says Ani Hashem Elokeichem together, including the Chazan quietly. And then he says, and then you say Yimah. The same thing, one second. The same thing by Shachris, and this applies during the week also. And this is another Chiddush. I don't think the Rebbe spoke about it, but the Rebbe always did it. And that is, whether it's morning, Mincha, Shabbos, anything else. When you say Kedusha, you say, Nagdishach, Naritzach, Nemzich, say, okay, Nagdishach, Naritzach. Now, officially, what you're supposed to do is the minyan says it, and then you repeat Nagdishach and Aritzach. But the Rebbe never said the word Nagdishach out loud. The Rebbe said, Nagdish Shechu Dominion. And then he said, Loud V'naritzach. This was in the morning to Mincha, Shabbos, when he davened for the Yomid, whenever it was. The Rebbe never said the word Nagdishach out loud. Why? It's the same concept. Nagdishach means, let us sanctify God. Everybody's sanctifying God, and you're not. And then you wake up to say, oh, Nagdishach. So it's the same thing like Ani Hashem Elokei, I mean like Shema Yisrael. Huh? Keser? Keser Yitnu L'cha, that's... No, no. Keser Yitnu L'cha, Hashem gives you, what? Because there's a concept of repetition. Anyway, just it's what's called Maimed HaMuzga in passing, because just the way the proper, yeah.
In terms, isn't there a halacha that if you make a long enough interruption and you sort of said that in that interruption, you have to repeat like Shema Yisrael. If you say the word Shema Yisrael, there's a long interruption.
First of all, the interruption is that everybody's saying that pasuk. It's not that you're interrupting it. Secondly, silence is not an interruption, generally speaking, as far as time goes. But it doesn't matter. Everybody's saying Shema Yisrael, and you're here listening to it. That's not called a hefsek.
When the Chazal says Shema Yisrael, you shouldn't say the nibun, right? Because that's a hefsek.
What?
Because there's a nibun going on.
A nigun?
When this Chazal says Shema Yisrael...
You talking when? Shabbos Musaf or...?
No. Yeah. Nisaf,
yeah. Yeah.
So the Chazal says Shema Yisrael... Everybody says Hashem
No, the Chazal says that.
So that's going to be that's not silent.
No. But he says Shema Yisrael. He's saying with everybody else. So he's already not separating himself from the community.
Only
the two words Shema Yisrael.
When people finish singing the whole Hilul Kehi, and now they're singing the Nigun. That's when he says.
No, when they finish singing the Nigun, then he says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When in Chazor says Shat, you mean does the Chazan sing the Nigun when everybody's singing it?
Yes.
He could sing it, he can't say the words. Then you know how to repeat the words. And it was interesting, because in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to motion, okay? When the Rebbe davened for the Yomid, the Rebbe had Yartzeit, Yud Shvat, Chafav, or whenever it was, the Rebbe davened Shabbos for the Yomid. So, let's go back in history a little bit. They didn't sing Hu Alekeinu every Shabbos by the Rebbe. They didn't sing Hu Alekeinu. In Middle Mutzu, when the Rebbe went like this, understand that they sang Hu Alekeinu. If the Rebbe didn't go, they didn't sing Hu Alekeinu. In the later years, every Shabbos, it was Hu Alekeinu. But when the Rebbe davened for the Yomid, and he said, Baruch Hashem, Chaya Mesim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem HaKen, Hashem HaChad. So the Rebbe didn't go like this, because in the middle of Shema Esrei, not to make any movements. But the Olam understood that they sang Shema Yisrael, Hu Alekeinu. But the Rebbe didn't bang understand it, because you're not allowed to. These are some things that happen. So these are the way things should be. But there's a reason for this. Same thing. The Rebbe didn't explain the reason for Nagdisha, but it's logical. Just like Shema Yisrael, the Rebbe said, you don't want to separate yourself from the community. So Nagdisha is the same thing. Nagdisha means we should sanctify God. So you say it with everybody else, and then you go to Naritza. Huh? With everybody else. And then he says Naritza. What? Yeah, but why would you be saying Shema twice?
Because if you're saying it
without kavana,
sing it out loud, and then later.
Why? Doesn't we hear you're not saying it twice?
You're saying it once.
Saying it once.
What if you realize you didn't have kavana when you said it, and you want to say it again with the kavana?
Okay, that's a whole separate issue. What is Shema Mishma? Does it mean Shema Shema twice? Shema Yisrael Shema. Okay, whatever. That's not for now. Next. Okay, Mincha. Okay. Now, after Ashi Uvalitzin, why do we say Uvalitzin Shabbos to Mincha? Because we don't say Shabbos morning. Because Ashi Uvalitzin, the Kedusha of, you know, in Uvalitzin you have Kaddish, 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 Baruch HaShem with the Aramaic in middle in Uvalitzin. And the Gemara says the world stands on the Kedusha of Agadita, which refers to that of Volotzin. So it's a very holy Kaddish Kaddish show that you say there. So, Volotzin is a very important tefillah to say. Because Shabbos morning, davening is long. So Rechama said, you know what? We'll leave it out Shabbos morning. We'll say Shabbos to Mincha. So that's why Ashi of Olitzin, we say Shabbos to Mincha, not Shabbos morning. Same thing with Yom Tov. Yom Tov, because the davening is longer, you don't say Ashi of Olitzin before Musaf. You just say Ashrei. And then you have the Volitzin, you say to Mincha.
The Aramaic words, you're not supposed to say loud.
The custom is the Aramaic words, you say quietly.
Even if you're a chazan, it's
yourself. Yeah. The chazan, what's the difference? Next is, now after you say Ashi Volitzin, and the chazan says half Kaddish, you say the pasuk Vanis Vilasi Lacha Hashem Meisratzin Alakim Barav Chazdacha Neini Bamisashacha. Yeah? Why do we say that? So the Medrash says, the reason why it's brought down in Halacha, but from the Medrash, that the Medrash says, Yadavir HaMelech said to Hashem, Ribbeinu Shel Olam, God Almighty, look at the way the Jews are different than everybody else. All the people, when they get drink, when they drink and they're happy, they, celebrate New Year's parties. The Jews, what do they do after they eat the Shabbos meal? They come back to Shul to learn it to daven. So therefore, he said, "Vanis vilasi l'cha Hashem meitz ratzin alakim berav chastach aneini," because that shows the greatness of the Jews. Even though we came and ate and drank, we say vanis vila. Therefore, we thank Hashem before Kriyas HaTeira that Hashem gave us the ability like the Jews, not like the goyim. Machad shinus amaisim amachem bevavayin kim shivla agal teira. Nein, wenn er kashi mit hat, wir brauchen das so wie wir wollen haben, der ist schon einmal in der Hafe zum Anzitko, Jagdl, Teire, wie Jadl. Ja, 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 ja,